Blog Talk Radio.
Some kind of music. Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming, they witnessed it daily. Whole stressing, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes, fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Let that beat drop. Hey. What's happening, everybody? Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. We are back at it. Another Sunday fun day. What's happening, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? Ready for another, you know, edition, man. Let's get into it. Another show.
All right. I'm sipping on me some white Remy. And I'm excited to be here.
Nice.
You know, I'm saying happy Father's Day to all of the awesome, amazing fathers that are in your children's life, regardless of the relationship that you and the mother have. You still stand in the paint. You still take care of your children. Shout out to the single fathers that are out there that are taking care of their children without a mother or without anybody being there. Salute you. We see you guys, too. And shout out to the single mothers that take care of their children without a father being around, and they don't talk no shit about the daddy. They just still smile and still make it seem like it's all good. Salute everybody. Today is such an amazing day. I've seen so many amazing posts on social media today that it's absolutely amazing. I absolutely love it. So you guys know I stopped drinking for a while, and I found out that alcohol makes me gain weight. Now, not any alcohol. From what I'm seeing, it's a certain type of alcohol I drink that actually puts on a tremendous amount of weight. And so in my processing this information, and I stopped drinking and I lost like 40-something pounds, liquor that has flavor, the pineapples, the peaches, the mangoes, and all of that, I can't do that whatsoever. It automatically makes me gain weight. So I had to step away from that, and that's what I used to like because I didn't drink Chaser. I felt like, what if I drank the fruity drink and I don't have to get Chaser, so, you know, to add more onto it. But that's really, like, my body don't like it. And I also found out that brown liquor is really not a good attribute to what you are drinking. So I've been on this white situation, and I guess whenever I want to drink, I'll drink white until, you know, I'm tired of drinking it, and then I'll stop drinking, take a break.
That's how I don't drink often.
You know, once every couple of months or something like that, you know, one bottle every couple of months, and I take the bottle and I make it last. So what I have been on lately is the white Remy and Patron. There's no sweet stuff in it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that vodka and tequila really does wonders for you when it comes down to you really enjoying, you know, your alcohol beverage, and you ain't worried about waking up, you know, 2 pounds heavier every time you drink. So that's what I've been on lately. Yes, I had a decent week this week. Really not a lot of changes. Definitely working on the output of the Deranged Baby Mama 3. So I have my next conference call next Friday. I'm super excited about that. We are pushing to get this done for you guys. I did put all of my books back on KDP Select, which means that I put them back where you can actually get them on Kindle. On your Kindle plan, when you have Kindle Unlimited, I took them off for close to a year because I was trying some different things out. And, of course, I will only know, and, you know, it's trial and error with me. I'm my own business. I'm my own entity, and I'm self-funded. So I took them out just to see how the e-books would work, you know, in other places. And I did have them on, like, Google Books and things like that. I did remove them from Google Books. And they are only for e-books. They are exclusively on Amazon, and we do have our go-ahead with Barnes & Noble. I have had the go-ahead with Barnes & Noble for some time. I just did not go through, and I said whenever I sit down to push the next book, I'll make sure that I upload all of the paperback copies to Barnes & Noble. So you can get paperbacks on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Then there's a lot of small mom-and-pop bookstores. I have a couple contracts with a couple of mom-and-pop bookstores that sell my actual paperback books. So, yes, let's go.
You got to get that. You got to get them joints in Harlem and in Brooklyn, you know, like, so when people are,
right,
you know,
well, it's just really
street,
a who reach out to me that kind of, like,
yeah,
you know, so, yeah, I mean,
so
going extra
so
hard, yes, it's just me. So that's an area that I am definitely going to work on because I got a lot of stuff, a lot of ground to cover with these books. So I actually, you know, I'm on with a label. And, you know, most labels, they do what they do. They get you and they shelve you. Well, with me, I'm self-funded. So you can't shelve me and I'm self-funded because I'm just going to do it on my own. So this book is coming out just based upon me. The next one or the one after that, something like that, is going to come out under my publishing company. But I didn't want to take a series and start, you know, the third book or the second book in a series under the publishing company because it's something I had already done. I want to start fresh, or we was going to remake one of my series. So needless to say, I will be publishing under them, but now, like, they see that I'm not playing. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to hit them a different kind of way come August 1st when this book dropped. But, you know, out of respect, I was just trying to wait on them. And then, the whole virus-y thingy came and slowed a lot of stuff down. So I came out like, okay, I got to hit the ground running. And, you know, did my thing. So I'm super excited to get Deranged Baby Mama 3. This is the last one of the series. And what's coming after that is Born to Be a Trap Queen 2.
Ooh,
so
nice.
I think I'm only doing 2 for that one, for that series. But I wanted to add to that one because that is like the shortest shortest story that I have. So I really wanted to add to that story, you know what I'm saying, and just kind of make it complete because, for me, I don't feel like it's, ultimately complete. So I just really need to come hard with a second story. So that's going to be the one that's coming right behind this one. And then after that, then I'm coming with a whole new book. I think I'm going to do, instead of me sticking to, like, the 20,000 words, I'm going to do, like, a 50,000, the 50,000 book, and it's going to be standalone because it's going to be a big book. So, yeah, I mean,
family.
Standalone means I'm not going to do a series. It's just going to be one story.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you.
No,
nice.
I don't really
have
any standalone.
Nice.
Born to Be a Trap Queen is the only standalone that I have. And think I'm going to just do a standalone. Just get into some standalones.
That's hot,
because
that's
I need
cool.
to. And it's
funny.
Okay. You know, I'm just happy because that's something that – it's been in the back of my mind.
Okay.
Let me see. Shout out to our top five countries that are tuning in. Shout out to everybody that tuned in to the show. But definitely shout out to our top five countries that tune in. The United States, of course, being number one. United Kingdom, definitely number two. We have in such a tight number three spot, Australia. Australia is coming for the UK neck. I can't complain. I really appreciate you, Australia. Mo appreciate you. Like, keep telling a friend and a friend and another friend. Keep those listeners going up. Then follow behind Australia. We have Canada and Mexico. So salute to everybody. I think during the whole Trump fiasco and the whole Trump conversations, we lost a lot of Mexico, and we do have to understand that they do feel a certain way. I definitely try to stay away from politics and away from how things operate when we go to talking about that. I really respect everybody's point of view on that, but that's just going to be something I'm going to stay away from because I really don't care who likes who. But, you know, it's more so out of respect for our listeners that have their different views, and Mexico definitely has the utmost reason to hate and dislike Trump. We respect you. And for that, Mexico, we are not going to have any Trump celebrations or do anything like that with that because I did see a dramatic decrease after those shows aired in reference to Mexico. So you got my word on that. And everybody else, like, tell a friend and another friend to continue to tune in. We're an adult-based show. We really steer away from politics on this show because this is not what it's about. You know, we stick into sucking dick, eating pussy, and talking about how we're going to get through a relationship and not politics. So make sure you tune in, tell a friend and another friend. And also, last week, we definitely forgot to give our shout-out to our show sponsor. So I'm going to do it now. We'll definitely continue to do it. Make sure you guys go check out cherrypopped.com. That's cherrypopped.com, and that's poppd.com. She has discreet shopping, free shipping. The site is amazing. She continues to add products to this site. I can't complain. I was on the site, and I ordered some stuff, and I'm like, okay. And then I'm going back, and I'm ordering some more. So I was like, okay, you know what? Let me just not get on this site. So I am really happy that she is sponsoring the show. She has an absolutely amazing site. And on Instagram, she is Cherry Popped, and that's CHERRYPOPPD. _ And Twitter, same thing. She is Cherry Popped, the same way, CHERRYPOPPD _. And you can find her on Facebook at Cherry Pop. So definitely thank you guys. Thank you for sponsoring the show. And you guys make sure you go check out her website. How was your week, Mo?
My week was tired as fuck. I'm just tired, man. I was kind of sick. Weather, man. I think I got some like food poisoning. Now it's kind of like
for the whole. Where is that? Yeah. Are you feeling better?
Yeah. Today is like the first day. I feel like I'm probably like 90%. So
okay.
And then I, like,
oh
know,
my god! Did you drink?
Fans,
did you drink some ginger?
What happened? Yeah, I got some ginger late. That's what I was just drinking. That's what I'm drinking now. Actually, some ginger ale. So I just had to cleanse my body. It's so funny that you said you got.
No,
your,
get the ginger root and chop up a couple pieces and boil it and then add some honey.
Ooh, yeah. I should have knew that. I mean, I had some, a little bit of ginger. But, you're right. But yeah,
yeah.
So,
oh my God,
kind of like
I'm
a,
sorry
yeah,
to hear that.
Kind of like a tough one. Yeah, so I had a lot of shit to do this week. So, but you know, I made it through. You know what I'm saying? So I celebrated Juneteenth for like the kind of like the first time a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So I mean,
oh yeah, happy Juneteenth! I celebrate every year. I'm so happy that the world is getting on board. Salutes. How? What did you do for Juneteenth?
I mean, nothing special. Like I said, me and my wife, we went to Harlem, and we went to Central Park, you know, the Central Park Harlem, like, part that's in Harlem. And it was cool, man, because it's like the black side. So it was chill, man. It was good just seeing kids out, you know, fishing, and you know, because you can fish right in the pond and stuff like that.
For the people around the world, Juneteenth is actually the day that these slaves in Texas found out that they were free after the 2 years after the Declaration of is it Emancipation? Proclamation? You know, I can't talk with these big words. I'm country as fuck, but I know what it is. So it's like when the slaves found out that they were free in Texas, like 2 years after. You know what I'm saying? We was all supposed to be free
already,
in that June.
Wow, they were like the last ones.
Yeah,
seems
that's like June,
one.
But
okay.
Like in aspect, like we've all been free. We were stolen. Our people were stolen. So here, they celebrate in the United States the 4th of July, and the 4th of July has nothing to do with us or our culture. That's a white man's holiday. You know what I'm saying? That's when the white man, you know, that's the white man Independence Day. You know what I'm saying? And the white man independence, like, why are we celebrating these bitches being independent when they held our people down for so long? So, you know, fuck 4th of July. And I think as a people, we need to hit them where it hurts. Like, don't go and support 4th of July. Don't buy fireworks on 4th of July. Don't go buy their stuff on 4th of July. We need to shut down the 4th of July. July because that has nothing to do with us. So you can't march and you can't riot and you can't go out and prove a point and you're still supporting these folks' holidays that actually go against everything it is that we're trying to fight against right now. So, yeah, Juneteenth is actually an amazing day. I had fun too. I worked a little bit because I was sick and I finally got off the medicine and I had to make up a couple of hours. But then after that, okay, it was like turn up time. You know, the turn up was real. And it's just amazing how these major companies, like I work for a $1 trillion company, and not one time did they say anything about Juneteenth, and not one time did you see anything like that. Like these people that fake support, you know, they fake support the movement of what's going on. Like Apple did a blackout for the artists and so on and so forth, but Apple didn't do anything for Juneteenth. We didn't see anything for Juneteenth from Apple. We didn't see that from a lot of these companies, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of them is just doing publicity stunts just to keep their business afloat because we are the people that spend the money and we can shut their business down at any point. So, you know, just pay attention to all of the fake supporters towards the movement and stop spending your money with these folks. If they're not supporting what's going on, if they're not supporting equality, open and outright, don't support them. And it takes one person at a time.
Ooh. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm from New Orleans.
Hi, Smooth.
Texas. yeah, whatever. So, I'm from New Orleans. So, me and Texas, I mean, let's be honest about something. The fact that Texas was set free on June 19th. We never celebrated that shit down here. Matter of fact, I just found out about June 19th.
I know, y'all probably celebrate 4th of July.
As far as Texas is concerned, you know what I'm saying? When the fucking slaves were free. I mean, but June 19th, if I was a business, I wouldn't recognize June 19th because I'm not from Texas. So you got to look at it from that aspect. I mean, it's
that's a point.
Thing.
But at the end of the day, that's the day that we take. That's the day that we took as a whole to celebrate our freedom.
No, not as a whole. Don't say as a whole. No. Because as a whole means all black folks in all 50 states. Like, no, June 19th don't have anything to do with me. I'm not from Texas. You see what I'm saying? So if my ancestors was freed when the Emancipation Proclamation was actually enacted, and they, you know what I'm saying, they left, that's the day that we celebrate. You see how that shit works?
What day is that?
I have no fucking clue.
Oh. Do you celebrate 4th of July?
I've been.
Who, me? No, I don't celebrate 4th of July at work. Did I celebrate 4th of July?
You were gone last week. Where were you?
Right. Oh, man, shit. What the fuck was I was at work. What the fuck you mean? Fuck, I'm at work right now.
You always talking to us while you was at work. So you weren't on the show last week. Why you weren't on the show last week?
Because I was at work.
You at work right now.
I know. I mean, but actually, shit was going on at work yesterday. I mean, last week. But when I just chill out of my fucking office, and I'm good. But, you know, when shit blows up, then, you know, shit gets real. So.
I respect that.
I figured you were somewhere getting some pussy making another baby.
No, man. I got a baby coming out, Wednesday, Thursday?
That was the last one, the 12th one, right?
The one that's supposed to come out next week in a few days?
Wait, hold on. You got another baby coming?
No, this was the same way. He still had one more baby bubble that was pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
This was the last one that was pregnant.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, happy Extreme Father's Day. What is this, baby 12? This is 11 or 12. I always be playing. What is this, 11 or 12?
Extreme Father's Day.
Fuck Father's Day, okay? Don't nobody give a fuck about Father's Day. We don't get no good-ass commercials.
Nah,
we don't get no good-ass.
It's good. We're getting some good hype this year. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can keep this going, man. It's, you know, this is good to see this. I don't know.
Even though
Mo
don't have kids, we still want Mo, you know, Mo take on the conversation as well, because Mo has some great ideas, and this can be like him expiring on, you know, what he wants to accomplish. Hopefully he end up having kids. Y'all, if y'all, you know, family of the show, then y'all know Mo has a very different outlook on children and all types of stuff, and he's living his selfish life right now. So,
She's gonna drug his ass. She's gonna wind up pregnant.
Yeah, you got. Yeah, they gotta trick Mo. Mo is Mo, and Mo is the king of his own castle, and it's just like Mo's world. So I would really love to sit back and see Mo have a child and see how that works, because Mo is so in tune to self. And evolving and growing and, you know, self. So to have him bring one more individual in outside of his wife that he has to focus on, I would love to see that. I would.
Hey,
I really would.
Man, my pullout game is
on
zero.
It's on zero. At least you admit it.
I ain't pulling out, so fucking right. That bitch on zero.
Yeah, you got enough kids for Mo. So, you know, maybe Mo can send you, like, $1.30 a month, and you can, like, let him, you know, pay daddy to one of yours to see how it goes.
Look, nigga, I'm a fuck around star. I'm a GoFundMe account. Fuck this.
Yeah.
Why you ain't tell me how many kids this is on Wednesday?
What you mean? Nigga, you know it's 12. What the fuck you talking about?
I don't remember if it's 11 or 12.
No, man, 11 was last year.
Oh, so
okay.
This is 12.
Because he had 10 and 11 together. Like, they was in the hospital having 10 and 11 at the same time. No, that was 8 and 9. 8 and 9 was in the hospital together.
Oh, so you like that in pairs, kind of.
Like, 8 and 9 was in July of last year.
Yeah,
you
know I remember saying? Hearing about that. 10. Oh, so 8 and 9 was in, then you had, okay, then you had 10 and 11?
8 and 9 was in July, 10 was in August. And 11 was October.
Wow, man.
So, yeah.
Hey, man, you need to do a documentary. This is interesting. That would be.
No, it's not.
Like,
it's not interesting at all.
Well, I'm just saying, that's why the topic is so fitting. Happy Father's Day. Happy Extreme Father's Day to you. But, like, you ain't getting no baby mama coochie for Father's Day? Like, they ain't call you and say, you know, we appreciate everything you do.
Let me
do.
I got some coochie from here before I went to work, but it wasn't worth shit.
Fuck. From your baby mama.
Mamas, I got 3 of them out the way this morning.
So how many baby mamas you got in total?
8.
So out of the other 5, they didn't offer you no sex?
Nah, man, I got the only ones that offered me some pussy was like, I want to say probably if I got 8. 6 didn't offer you. No. 2 of them didn't offer no fucking sex.
Okay. So, 6 is a good number, you know, out of 8. if they all offered. You know, like, it's like, okay, if your baby daddy doing what he's supposed to be doing, I don't know how this works. If your baby daddy doing what he's supposed to be doing for the kids and y'all okay, do y'all offer him, you know, do women offer them Father's Day sex? Like, here go some, you know. You know they got that the men that they sleep with just for fun, so if he doing everything that he's supposed to do, why you don't throw him? When me and my oldest son, Dad, when, you know, when we was together, like, it was what it was. And even after we separated, you know, like holidays and stuff like that, we still hung out, we still chilled, we still stuck with each other. But what we found is that when we would take the sex out, we take the emotions out, because we already have soul ties, and we had a contract that we had to fill. That's how we had a child. So those emotions run deeper when you have sex with that person. You know what I'm saying? And if you take sex out, then co-parenting is amazing. Like me and him, that's my homie. He'll call me and be like, guess what happened? And we'll sit down and we'll talk for, you know, hours on the phone. Like, and it's nothing. I haven't had sex with him in over 10 years. Well, like 10 years. I ain't going to say over. I'm going to say like nine and some change. But we get along as friends, like as partners, without sex being involved at all, because there's, like, it's emotional standpoint, I love him because he taught me a lot. We were together for a long time, and we have a child together. But we work better without the sex being involved. And when we found that out, we get along great. Like, boom, you know, when I hit big, you know, I don't have a problem with, here's a gift. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of relationship that we have. And to the point, by next year, if I'm not in a set relationship, when I get ready to push, you know, one more kid out, I would go back to him and say, all right, let's talk about this. You know, you can stay where you stay. I stay where I stay. Let's just co-parent. We've been doing great. Let's just have one more kid together.
Man, so sad.
I saw it as 18. He'll be 19 in August.
Yeah.
So I know how it's going to go. I know he's going to take care of his child. You know, his buddy forever been long, so I ain't never worried about him, you know, seeing his kid, taking care of his kid. Those things, you know, I wouldn't worry about. You know what I'm saying? It was just when we was trying to be together, and I was young. You know, I was 18. He was 38 when we started messing around. So, you know, he had my head super fucked, super gone, okay? Listen, he was doing things to me that I had never been done before. So I was just done, you know, but now, you know, to mature me, you know, I would give him another one. But why do you feel like the other two didn't offer you Father's Day sex?
I mean, I don't really give a fuck. Nigga, I know the one that got me on child support, she ain't never gonna smell this dick yet. You know what I'm saying? And as far as Flo is concerned, I mean, fuck, I fucked Flo last week, so.
Yeah.
Oh, what you still?
That's how that shit went. So that's, yeah. But like, man,
You still smashing, bro?
Yeah, nigga, man, fuck, Flo. Nigga, Flo like a serial rapist. Nigga, like, she just come through. She got to keep it out. So, like, fuck, she'll come through while I'm fucking another bitch. And, you know. And watch and wait her turn or some shit, or make the other bitch uncomfortable on purpose. And Flo a racist, dog. Like, real shit. Nigga, man, Flo done fucked some of my baby mama. Like, man, come on, man, chill out.
Flo is the rider. Flo get buddies. Flo a hustler for a rider.
No, Flo ain't no rider, man. Flo the reason why I ain't making the money I am now. Like, fuck, remember, I had to come back to this fucking United States of America behind the bullshit Flo was doing. No, Flo ain't no right. Flo a liability.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I like Flo.
You like Flo because
But you got Flo like that. You got Flo spoiled, though.
I mean.
You got her like that. You got some baby mamas out there that will fuck around with the other baby mamas, but they fuck around with the other baby mamas just to try to see what it is about them that you like and to try to get them out of the picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, when women realize that you can't move another baby mama out of the picture, now you can fuck with somebody that he fucking and intimidate them and move them out of the picture, but can't name one of my baby daddy baby mamas move me out of the picture.
And once you got a kid together, that's hard. Right?
No, it's easy.
No, that's my baby. My baby daddy, just like he's yours.
That's
not gonna happen. Huh? Yeah, that's ours.
Okay,
that's ours for the rest of our life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you
can have a situation like.
That's my. That's
but you know, jealous women, when they feel like they the baby mama, they feel like they own it, and that's just that. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like okay. Me and my oldest son, and daddy, we don't invite sex into it because we get along so much better without it. You know what I'm saying? It's an emotional attachment, and that brings, you know what I'm saying? That brings problems. That brought problems back then. We haven't tried it since then, but I wouldn't want to jeopardize what we have.
If it ain't broke,
don't
fix it.
Right, it ain't broke, don't fix it. I value what we have, that I can pick up the phone and talk to him about any and everything. And here's the thing about him, he's a manly man. So he set the bar very high for me to really get attached to anybody else. I don't care if I have a kid from you, because the one thing about him, he doesn't care who he's with. You gonna respect his baby mamas. He don't play that sideways ass shit. He don't play that messy shit. None of that. You should not interact with his baby mamas to even have a situation. He don't play that. If I call his phone right now, he's sitting up under somebody, he gonna answer it. And he gonna talk to me as if nobody was sitting there. Not out of disrespect, because we are not sleeping together, and he gonna let them know I'm not sleeping with my baby mama. Me and my baby mama cool. And you gonna respect that. And if you can't respect that this somebody I got to deal with for the rest of my life, then we can't deal. And that's just him on that. And he do the same thing with us. The last two kids, mom, he do the same thing with us. Like, we not, me and his baby mama not finna beef with each other. I done did a lot of things to him, but the one thing that I always knew was to never ever in life disrespect his other baby mama, and she knew the same thing with me. And our kids would be at each other's house and so on and so forth. He did not play that. And most of the time, it's the man in the middle. And if situations don't go right between baby mamas and girlfriends and baby mamas, it's because the man in the middle is not being the manly man that he's supposed to be. So Mooney set the bar super high. You know what I'm saying? And it goes for me, too. I'm never going to address anybody that he's dealing with, whoever he's dealing with that has nothing to do with me. He is never talking to me about nobody he's dealing with. Like, he keeps that respect so high that I can't do nothing but respect him on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, period. Mm-hmm. And we can talk about any and everything in the world. If me and him were still, like, on a cool level on the sex aspect, yeah, I would call him and be like, what's up? I'm going to fly the, you know, where you at, and I'm going to give you something. But because we are strictly friends and it works so great, no, we're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? And it takes time to get there, right? It took us, like, 10 years or something like that, 10, 11 years to get there. So, you know, sometimes when you have these relationships with, you know, your child's father or mother, it takes time, but you can't count them out at the very beginning. You know what I'm saying? You just got to let, you know, the universe work, and you got to find your common ground. But not everybody is like that, because you do have some men that just feels like, if I'm around and we co-parent, we going to sleep together. And that's just that on that. You got those type of men. So, I don't know. Now, my younger son, Dad, like, you know, I'm not calling him to say, hey, you want some sex, because that will open up a can of worms. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's going to open up those emotions to flowing. You know, it's gonna be something different. And I'm trying to mold this situation to be beneficial for both of us. You know what I'm saying? So while when we don't have beef, I like to keep it that way. And if you put sex in the middle, while feelings are still involved, our child is only two, then it creates a problem. So I'm trying to show him the wonderful and amazing outcome that I have had with Mooney. Like, okay, let's do this. So if we are not going to be together because we on different pages, then let's remove the sex from the equation and let's co-parent, and it could be also amazing by co-parenting. But we not fully on that same page. You know what I'm saying? So like, here's one amazing thing. We had a misunderstanding a couple months ago. He thought I seen something, and he thought I made a comment based on what I seen on his page, but it wasn't about that. I actually didn't see it till after that. So he said, we not going to follow each other on social media because that does not work for us. And I actually agreed to it, and it works out way better. So I'm like,
yeah,
we don't have to follow each other on social media. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was blocked until recently. But it's like, okay, we're not going to look at no social medias. We're not going to comment on each other's social medias. We're not going to do none of that because it works better. Like, social media is just added pressure. And today I seen Monica, the singer Monica, she was saying her and her oldest baby daddy, they don't follow each other and they blocked each other on social media because it makes it work way better. You know what I'm saying? To block each other on social media.
Yeah, that's like the sex
and
thing.
And I said,
that's like the sex thing.
I agree. Now I don't feel crazy because, like, I did my Father's Day appreciation post today and you know, I put his name there, but I'm like, damn, I got him blocked. You know what I'm saying? He can't even see it. But it was okay because we have that understanding that we're not doing social media. You know what I'm saying? But it's still a growth process through and through for us. So I feel like when you're co-parenting with somebody, you have to take the sex out. If you don't take the sex out, you will forever have emotions. You have some women that try to hold their children against their daddies as a sex pawn and so on and so forth. I've never been that type of person. Whatever works, great. If we can have sex and still co-parent amazingly, I would do that. But if you show me that us having sex will cause a problem in the co-parenting, then I'm going to remove it. Because we're going to get along regardless. Move, on the other hand, you just said... But Smoke, I mean, you buying your baby mama houses. You paying rent. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's how my oldest son father was. He like, look, check this out. You gonna do what the fuck I say and chill. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I ain't asking for much. Just give me some and do what you do and don't let me find out about it. That's it. And you know, he did everything under the sun. But for you to say Faye is a liability, but then you still sleeping with her, you contributing to the fact of her being a liability.
Nigga, she's always been a liability. I mean, fuck. But like you, like the thing is, right, it don't matter how many times you can cut a bitch off. You feel what I'm saying? But I cut the bitch off multiple times. It is what it is. Parenting is a motherfucker. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, regardless of the fact, a bitch sneaky, when a bitch know your spots and shit, old dirty ass bitch come creep up in the motherfucking house on your ass, they won't try to rub off your nipple. Like, man, chill out, bitch. Chill out. Next thing you know, man, you fucking. You fucking. Like, fuck. But yeah, the bitch a liability.
Well, I don't want to be that toxic person. You know what I'm saying? I guess me, I'm like, I don't want to be that toxic person. Like, you know, listen, you know, it's all love with my baby daddies, right? But I think I'm just trying to find a comfortable median. And that's just me that's trying to find a comfortable median where we can get along and not have any issues. And if it takes having sex out of the equation to have that comfortable median, then that's what I'm going to do. If there is a way that we could get along, you know what? A lot of times I'd be like, I want to party with my youngest son and daddy. I want to be like, let's go here and, you know, let's go fuck some bitches together. But it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, will that add to confusion or will that even shit out? You know what I'm saying? So that's a whole thing that, you know, you have to think about, like, you got to try something new, but you don't know what's going to be new. And that's not new to him. He get plenty of, you know, threesomes and stuff like that. But will that be something different or will it not be? You know, will it add more strain or will it not add strain? You know, so for me, it's anything that I see that adds strain, I like to remove it.
Yeah, I don't have three.
We got the rest of our lives together.
I don't do the threesome shit with Flo no more. Fuck all that.
Oh. You said
but do you do threesomes with your other baby mama?
Good question.
Yeah, of course.
So okay,
right, nigga,
so
how,
it's basically just the one that
together?
Is extra.
You said what?
It's just the one that's extra. So since Flo is extra, you start doing threesomes with her because she extra, and then you do threesomes with your other baby mamas because they understand how it goes.
No, I start doing threesomes with Flo. Because Flo the type of bitch, she conniving when it comes down to other bitches. You see what I'm saying? Like, when it comes down to business, like, she listen. Like, look, she got it. She she got a hustler's mentality when it comes down to business. That's what makes my nipples hard. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like when we make the money, yeah, nigga gets sexually aroused. Like, yeah, bitch, what's up?
Yeah. But that's the shit that get me on point.
But when it comes down to the relationship aspect, you see what I'm saying? Like that's the shit that's toxic. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
I feel that. Good point.
We both have a different viewpoint on how to raise our son. You see what I'm saying? So
some friction.
My way is different than hers. Like, I had to take the boy from him. You remember that shit. I had to take the nigga. Like, nah, nigga, fuck this. But then at the same time, by me taking the nigga, I still had to work. I still had to provide for everybody else. So I had the nigga at home. He's doing better. But at the same time, he's still not getting that quality time that he needed. So I had to get the nigga back. But the fact that we conflict on how to raise our son, it fucks up the relationship. You see what I'm saying? So like, but nah, man, Flo a toxic motherfucker when it comes out to the other bitches. So like, nigga, it ain't worth it to put her around somebody else, because all she gonna do is try to fuck up.
I ain't gonna say which one of my baby daddies, but one of them said the same thing about somebody else. You know what I'm saying? That they got a kid from. Like, this motherfucker is toxic. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So no, we cannot play this game. Listen, we got two callers on the line right now, right? So let me start out with 718. Do you have something to say, or are you just listening in? He just listening in. 404, you got something to say, or are you just listening in?
What's going on? It's Trey Zillin checking in.
Hey,
I just read
happening?
The topic, and I'm saying, what's going on? What's going on, homie?
Nothing much. How you been?
Man, I'm alive, you know. Steady work. Just seeing the topic in your No, I don't.
Oh, okay. So you stepdaddy to some kids?
No, I'm not. I have been just an ad water daddy before, but not any longer. Maybe one day. Soon one day I shall have some kids.
So ain't nobody called you and offered you no Father's Day pussy?
Not as a father.
Well, not as a father, but you know, I was a big daddy when I'm in the pussy, so you know.
I mean, you know, when you're a good guy, you know, that kind of offer comes, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like being prepared for your blessings. You got to be prepared for them to accept them, you know?
So, yeah, I just blessing this.
Well, since you my dad, go get this pussy. That's what you said.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Daddy, come get it, daddy.
Damn, it's lovely.
I posted
what's
a tweet
up,
and I said, if I was to text you and say, do you want some Father's Day head, what would your reply be? And they tore my inbox up. I'm like, man, listen, see, this is why I don't post shit like this, because you're supposed to reply on the timeline. I ain't saying I'm calling you and telling you shit. I'm just asking, what would your reply be? So somebody say, come get some Father's Day here. Listen, ladies, if y'all out there, you with your baby daddy, your friend, your cousin, whoever, if you and your baby daddy beefing right now, call that man and say, come get some Father's Day here. And don't talk no shit. Don't nag him. Man, just suck his dick like a porn star and let him go on. Show him appreciation for the shit he do for his child. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
Go on, drain them balls, girl. Good.
Yeah, go on, do them in, you know, for the appreciation thing. Now, if y'all like me and y'all feel like sex gonna complicate something, then don't listen to me, because if the sex gonna complicate it, don't do it. Don't do it, man. Until he can show me that sex is not the determining factor of what we got going on, we can't play like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, if we can get to the point where we can play and we can still handle our shit and it don't bring no issues, no none of that shit, like, it ain't no okay, well, it ain't no extra shit with the sex. Man, listen, he gonna be like me and my older son and dad. Me and my older son and dad, we used to have threesomes, foursomes, fivesomes, orgies, whatever. It's a holiday. Fuck, it's the weekend. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I wake up and just go get a couple bitches and be like, I'm coming through with company. He'd be like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was super spoiled on that point. But also, you know, he was the ultimate manly man. And you know what I'm saying? He did a lot of awesome things. So, therefore, you know, he got rewarded. Like, ladies, that's the thing is that if your father, your baby father doing what he got to do, whether y'all together or not, you reward him for being a great nigga. And watch how things change in y'all relationship. If he's doing what he's supposed to do, if he's taking care of his kids, if he's making sure that everything is good, and he's still shooting you some change on the side, and it's all good, listen, y'all got a soul contract. Ain't no point to be mad at him because y'all not in a relationship. Just start treating him better, and maybe you never know what's going to come out of that. You never know. Because most of the time, it be the women that's mad that he ain't hitting on her no more. Or they mad because they ain't in a relationship and so on and so forth, you know. And we gonna call a spade a spade. A lot of the time, it is you women that's feeling some type of way and you treating a man some type of way with his kids behind the fact of how you feel. And your feelings should not come in between you and your baby daddy. So if you one of those women that cannot handle, you know what I'm saying, your baby daddy being a great man but not sleeping with you, listen, you need to do some work on yourself because it's not about you. It's about the kid. Sis, if you like me and you can handle what you need to handle and goddamn he doing what he do, reward that fool, man. Reward him with some porn star head. Get down there and don't get up till it come. Make him shake, quiver, tribble, and all the above.
Yes. Say it again.
It's going to be a lot of curled up men in the world listening to you tonight, girl.
I'm trying to tell you, they need to be that sex is great. Sex is amazing. Y'all got to embrace it and embody it. You know what I'm saying? And let that be known. Listen, a lot of times we don't treat the man right, and therefore, because we're not treating him right, he's not treating us right. So somebody got to give in. But when you give in and you see that he's still not treating you right and you still treat him right, then you're going to be the dummy. You know what I'm saying? Some men just don't get it. Some men just going to dog you just to dog you out. But I can tell you from experience, like when shit was rocky with me and Mooney, I would always just be like, okay, what am I doing wrong? Let me treat him right. And the better I treated him, the better he treated me. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times it's a mirroring effect when it comes to situations. So the better you treat him, the better he going to treat you. You know, and it's just that on that. I don't have no beef with either one of my children's fathers. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no beef with either one of them. It's just a new process with one of them, and we have to find our balance. And that's just that on that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I have kids from two incredible men. You know what I'm saying? That's living, two incredible men that's here on this earth. And I couldn't change it because, therefore, it was a contract that we had to fill to, you know, have these kids. So I wouldn't want to change anything. But I want the same balance, whether that's with or without sex, you know, between both of them because I like peace. I like unity. If we was cool, if we was to that point that I feel like sex was not going to cause no risk, I would have sent that nigga that message so fast. Hey, come get some Father's Day here, nigga. You deserve it. You deserve it. You know what I'm saying? But no, I ain't doing it. And Smooth, you need to stop fucking with Flo, cause Flo got you hooked. If you feel like she a liability, like, you got to stop dealing with liabilities. You know what I'm saying? And you got to make sure shit works.
Oh, you talking to Flo?
I'm talking to Smooth.
No, I heard everything you said. Look, let me say something. Regardless of the fact that the bitch a liability or not, every time we make money, we're going to fuck. It's
that.
Real.
It's
like,
complicated.
Look,
yeah,
tell you, like, look,
so.
And I'm gonna tell you right now. Every time we make money, we fuck it.
That's a good thing.
We're gonna go back to being enemies after we catch that nut. No thing. But every time we make money, we fuck.
Business partner.
They're like, ooh, bitch,
hey, man,
I don't even like
good.
You right now. But ooh.
Who are you gonna get this dick?
Yeah, that's how it is. You know,
this
a lot of times,
anonymous gifts. And fucking baby showers and shit. Like, man, come on, stop that shit.
Yeah,
like, the fuck?
Flo
is the one that ain't never let him go. Flo is the one that loves him through the moon and back. But at the end of the day, Flo is the one that he can't let go. Because Flo arrived.
Well, you know what it is?
She's not one of them bum bitches. You know what I'm saying? She's not one of these bum. Okay, let me say this because I'm finna say some other things, but this is not why I say bum bitch. But she's not one of these chicks that sit around, get Section 8, get food stamps. She don't hustle. Flo's a bona fide hustler. So, with that being said, she's carrying her weight as a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's doing what she's doing, like, out here in these streets. And I respect that all day. You know what I'm saying? Before I really just wholeheartedly respect somebody that sit down and get Section 8 and get, like, I don't respect that. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you got to be out here on your own. Yeah, your shit should be fine. You should have the best car, the best this, the best that, because you ain't got no rent. You know what I'm saying? Especially me, I'm paying that hot $1,000 a month. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you should be super on point at all times. You know what I'm saying? She's not one of these chicks around here, you know, she's solid. So I get it, you know, but she toxic because she still loves Smooth. She been around for forever, and Smooth's for her, as he's saying now. So, yeah, he going to get that Father's Day. Well, he got some pre-Father's Day pussy from Flo.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had six more, and you knocked out three today. So you did good. That speaks volumes about your fatherhood. So yeah, Mo, if you and your peoples wasn't together, but y'all had a child together, would you expect a come get some Father's Day pussy or come get some Father's Day sex for me text?
Would I expect that? I mean, no.
Or if you got it, would you go in and be like, okay, like, I'm coming?
Would you saying, if she text me and was like, yo, come over here and get this thing? It all depends on the relationship, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we had that type of, we was on that level, you know what I'm saying? But it seemed like a lot of times, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I mean, with baby mothers and baby fathers, you know, once y'all stop dealing, it seemed like the sex can, like, complicate things sometimes. Like, you know, like,
right.
I'm just listening to Smooth talk about flow, and it just seemed like, I feel him on that. It's like, I don't really mess with her sexually like that, but we get money together, so I don't want to, you know, mess that up. You know what I'm saying? Because she definitely hold her own when it comes to doing a business deal or something like that. But once we get intimate, then it can get complicated. And you just said the same thing with your most recent baby father. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you get the sex involved in it, it can be crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'll still start following each other. So if it's going to complicate things, then, I don't even want to see that text. Or, you know, maybe we just not even attracted to each other anymore. So if that's the case, then, like, let's just...
It don't be that you're not attracted. It, trust me.
It
you don't have no kids to say something.
When
it comes to baby mama, baby daddies, it don't be that you're not attracted to that person. Like, unless you out here, somebody, even Future right now, he going through one of his baby mamas that he denied the child and the child was his and not, you know, Future, ugly women this and ugly women that. But Future was attracted to her because he kept banging her out. You know what I'm saying? He was attracted to that body. You have a child with somebody, you have a soul tie. You're going to be attracted to them. It's still just finding the median. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that I learned. That, like, even women that get in these relationships with men that have children and they don't have children with them, of course this man going to tell you everything that he need to tell you to make you feel secure and comfortable when it comes down to the baby mama. No, I don't fuck with her. It ain't this, it ain't that, and she this and she that. But I guarantee you, the most shit he talk about his baby mama, he more than likely still sleeping with her, or he go back and forth with sleeping with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went back and forth with sleeping with my youngest son, Dad, until this last episode, you know what I'm saying, at the top of the year, and I was just like, you know what, we're just going to completely remove sex, and we're not going to do that. We're just not going to do that at all. And then, guess what? The whole situation gets foggy, but, you know, it's the acceptance period. You know what I'm saying? And once it's accepted, then we're good to go. You know, we're going to be back up and running, and we can understand we're not going to add that to the equation, or if we are going to add it to the equation, we're going to understand how to communicate and act accordingly.
But a lot of times it seems like with those baby mother, baby father situations, it depends on who broke off the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if the relationship is broken off and whichever the mother or the father standing firm on it, and then if they have sex with that person again, now that opens the door that they think that it could be rekindled.
But they don't think like that. When you got a baby for somebody, you don't think like, well, as far as men feel like when they have a baby for you, they can always sleep with you. Yeah. Women, on the other hand, women feel like, oh, well, I done been here, so, you know, woomty woomp, or he loved me. And, you know, women will make up this whole thing in their head that the man loved them and the man really going to be with them one day. You know what I'm saying? So they sit there and they put up with whatever when he done basically told you, like, no, it's not like that. You know what I'm saying? But then sometimes men shoot smoke in these women's head, and even though they can see that this nigga gonna keep doing the same thing to them, they can see that this nigga gonna take them through the ringer. They can see that he really ain't finna be in a relationship with them, that he just gonna sleep with them, and they gonna keep sleeping with them. They gonna keep opening them up. They gonna keep doing all these things for him, knowing damn well that they not gonna get the outcome that they want, but they holding on to faith. So most of the time, it's the woman that be on that type of time. The man feel like, if a man have a baby with you, he feel like he can always get that pussy. He don't care if a year go by, he can come back and get that pussy because it belongs to him. Like, that's his property. That's how a man feel. He didn't have a baby by you. And when it comes down to the fact that you start dating somebody else, or you have another child with somebody else, then it seems like it dramatically cuts off because now you done let somebody else take his property.
Well, I mean, that does seem the case a lot of times.
What
people be having, you know, kids out of you know, just kids.
Not,
you know what I'm saying? I guess
that's
like the flag in the ground. Then I guess that's what blacks say. Like, this
you got
flag.
You got 8 baby mamas and 12 kids. So if you would have had less.
I want to hear your perspective. Who should be an expert in this particular, you know, topic?
I'm not possessive, like, nigga. If you fuck around, you go fuck another nigga. You just fucked another nigga. I know I'm still gonna get my head, my dick sucked. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck
no,
it with
okay, we talking about just fucking. We talking about whether she get married to or have a baby by another nigga.
Well, then she just got married to that nigga, had a baby by that nigga. He ain't got shit to do with it.
So she still gonna sleep with you, no matter what she do. That what you feel like?
As of right now, at this current state of events in my life, it happens all the fucking time. Like, a bitch will find a dude, you know what I'm saying? They get in a relationship with the motherfucker. Like, one bitch fucked around and she had a miscarriage and all this other good shit.
Oh,
right.
Shit. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, they my bitches. I call bitch bitch. It is what it is.
No. So, hey, look.
She wound up getting a relationship with a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Wound up getting pregnant from a nigga, had a miscarriage, all this other good shit. But at the same time, every time that nigga fucked up, bitch, you come, you at my house.
So you like, you right back here anyway.
Right.
But that's
like,
why
no,
you feel
like,
that way. But okay, so a female like me, if I get married to somebody, if I'm married to somebody, I'm not fucking with my baby daddy no more. If I have a baby by somebody else, like, it ain't never fail. Like, when I had my second son, that's really what put the nail in the coffin. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, normally me and my older son, dad, like, we'll go our ways for, you know, a little bit, you know, come back together. And it had been, like, 2 years before I had my second son. Like, a year and a half before I had my second son. And once I had my second son, it's like, that nigga ain't never touched me no more. He ain't never said nothing about touching me, none of the above. Because at that point, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was your baby mama for so long. And then I didn't have another kid. So it was kind of like, okay, fuck that. But if it came down to it, like right now, if I went and had another child by somebody else, I was talking to my youngest son there. And I was telling him that I wanted another kid. And the conversation was like, yeah, I want another kid. So, you know, whatever relationship I get in. And his face was like, you don't need no more kids. Because he knew I wasn't talking about him. You know what I'm saying? So a man ain't, they don't want, they territorial by nature. And especially if you got a real chick. You know what I'm saying? Because these, like people like me, I'm not finna be going back and forth sleeping with you if I'm in a relationship. I'm not sleeping with nobody if I'm in a relationship. Like, if I give you that title, and I said this before on the show, if I give you that title, I'm giving you my loyalty. If I give you that title to say, man, we doing this and I'm all in, I'm giving you 100% loyalty. I'm not messing around. So if I'm not in a relationship, there's nothing that you can say to me because we don't have no titles and no strings, no nothing attached. That's why I don't freely jump out and throw titles around, because that shit means something way deeper to me. I'm not sleeping with you. So if I was sleeping with you before I got into this situation, this committed relationship or this marriage, I'm not sleeping with you no more. And that's where the tension is going to come in at. Not so much attention, but it's going to be like, oh, well, shit, she moved on for that.
All right, well, she moved on then. I mean, it's much, but I'm not possessive. Like, if the bitch moved on for real, then she didn't move on. Nigga, I mean, there's too many bitches out here. There's too many bitches.
I mean, you got 8 baby mamas, so of course.
That's a good point.
If you had
a
little bit less baby mamas, then.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
but I'm still been the same nigga. I will always be the same nigga. Like, sex gonna come regardless of the fact. I don't have to chase you to get that pussy.
It's a difference between sex and baby mama sex. It's a difference.
Well,
okay.
No, not really.
I want to hear this because I don't know. I prefer
sex over baby mama pussy any day. Like, I don't know what the fuck you think about that baby mama pussy. But
and
like,
the equation kind of works out because the 8 baby mamas.
Youngest child that we know of is about to be 18 August 1st. Then my son will be 19 August 3rd, right? They came, like, back to back. But they... Man, listen, that nigga's like, fuck that. Because guess what? He got a son older than me.
Right,
we're 20
right,
years
right.
apart. He got a son older than me. And he got one that's right at my age. That's the weirdest shit ever. But when it comes down to it, you know what I'm saying? Like, my youngest son, that from what I know of now, that from what I know of, he got 3 baby mamas, right? 4 kids, 3 baby mamas. He could have more. I don't know. That ain't my business. The first baby mama he don't deal with under no circumstances. The second one thought she was going to be the only one for forever, and then I came along. You know what I'm saying? So shit hit a little different. He ain't got 8 baby mamas out here, 8 kids, 12. You know, he ain't got all of that. And my oldest son, dad, all his kids is grown. So when he act like that, he was actually on that this mind type shit. When you a baby daddy, you feel like you can always get it. If I'm single, if whatever charade we go around, if it worked, then it worked. So if I'm single, and my baby daddy came and was like, man, shit, I want some, and I felt like it wouldn't cause no rift with what we got going on, yeah, come on, let's go. That's baby daddy. But if I'm with somebody, then I ain't going to do that.
I can't.
No, for real.
I'm listening to y'all,
like,
man. I'm over here just
like
taking
if
this all in.
I wasn't. If we had the opportunity, and I know it's coming to where I could see how we interact and we can mingle without any issues. If we was at that point right now, I probably would have hit him up and been like, "Come on, get some goddamn Father's Day head, nigga." But we ain't there. You know what I'm saying? So I haven't seen the change that I needed to see.
Okay, so you kind of wanted
like, yeah,
to do it,
come.
But you like, nah, you ain't.
Yeah, it ain't got nothing to do
girl.
With no other female, no other male. It's basically us. You know what I'm saying? So when I feel like I see what I need to see, you know what I'm saying? Then it is what it is. I would rather be able to be, you know what I'm saying, everything that we need to be. And get along and so on and so forth. Because I don't have a baby daddy. Like, if you have a child with some, this is me. If you have a child with somebody, they got good sex. You ain't going to have no child
True.
With nobody that
yeah,
got good
sex. Yeah, because y'all's fucking for a reason.
Oh, hold up now. I don't know about that one right
okay,
now.
Well, go on,
hold
chime
on,
in, nigga. You the common
on.
Denominator.
Yeah,
hold up now. I didn't got to say. Hold up now. Just because I knocked up on me, you had good pussy. That, I mean, that sperm got away.
Your pullout game zero, so we know this.
Exactly. That bitch owes zero, negative, matter of fact. That bitch negative 12, okay?
So you say, so a couple of your baby mamas, you had some whack-ass sex, and she just still just, you just end up busting off.
You were just there, like, fuck it.
What it is? Fuck it.
Oh,
like,
man,
fuck.
One. I got one with horrible sex. Horrible. Like, horrible. But, like, she came through a threesome, you know what I'm talking about? So, like, this really don't count.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck.
This was there. This is a legendary story right there, man.
Yeah,
so, what? She don't count because she came through a threesome and you got her knocked up on the first try.
First try.
The first go round. But your other baby mamas is chicks that you was fucking with. So she don't count. She was just there by default. But you shouldn't have been fucking a bitch that came in through a threesome without a rubber anyways. I wish I would get in there with my baby daddy and be like, let's toss this bitch up and he stick his dick in her raw. Man, I'd beat his ass right there in the motherfucking room. Nigga,
I just want to paint the picture for the listeners out there. So this legendary story from Smooth was basically he had a menage a trois, two chicks, and got them both pregnant at the same time in the same sexual encounter,
yeah.
Yeah.
God damn, man. You need to write a book, man. That's some shit right there. That's a story.
I remember when he told us that, man, I fucked both of them and they both got pregnant, man. I don't know what.
That's
I remember that story.
That's
legendary shit right there. Like, ain't too many people fucking with you on that one. Like, I ain't never heard that shit. That was a
fucking.
Yeah, matter
of fact, that
was a real fucking
fact. The motherfucker that's pregnant now is the one that started all that shit off anyway.
Oh, shit.
That shit ain't funny.
Smooth.
So this your second child with the one that's pregnant now?
No, it's the first.
Shit.
But she was so mad that these hoes got pregnant. She didn't get pregnant, you know, all right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's the one. I forgot you did say that. Yeah. Imagine setting up a menage a trois with your boo and he get the other two bitches pregnant and you don't get pregnant.
Not even. Yo, if y'all don't. Hey, Black, Smooth, hold on. Smooth, this ain't the standalone book. Smooth, I don't know. You make up some fly name. That's a fucking chapter. That's a chapter right there. You better take some notes.
Hey,
man, listen,
that's why that
shit
is so tricky fucking around with these orgies. It's tricky, okay? First of all, you got to make sure you're not fucking with no nigga that don't like rubbers. Some men just absolutely don't like rubbers, and they can't get hard in a rubber period, so they're not going to be able to perform. I can't do no threesome with no nigga that don't like rubbers. Let me sit down and watch you bang her out, then take the rubber off, finish up with me. We not finna wash off and then finish up with me. You not finna fuck both of us without no rubber. That's not going to happen. Listen, let me tell you something. When me and Mooney used to do our threesomes, we have done so many. You know what I'm saying? Orgies and all that. He already knew I had one golden rule. But I didn't even have to tell him like that because he wasn't one of those type of dudes, though. You know what I'm saying? It was a huge gap. Like, his child was 17 when my child was born. So there's like a huge gap. Like, he don't play like that. So he already kept, you know what I'm saying, a drawer full of rubbers when it came down to us doing what we doing. I ain't never have to worry about him getting in some pussy and not, you know what I'm saying? It was one time I was like, wait a minute, bitch, he's doing a little two-turner. I had to stick my hand out there and make sure he had the rubber on. He was like, I'm on. He said, I'm on it, baby. Okay, I had to make sure. You know what I'm saying? No, nigga, if I bring somebody to the bedroom and then she fuck around and get pregnant, man, no. No. Let alone I bring two females to the bedroom and both of them get pregnant, and I don't.
Yeah, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know. It hurt my little heart.
That's what's up.
But imagine,
this is real talk.
Man, let's go into the world famous chop up, ladies. Make sure you call your baby daddies and give him some Father's Day head. Be appreciative of the things that he do. Yes, he's supposed to take care of his child. Yes, he's supposed to do all the things that he does. But keep in mind that there are so many men out there that are not. So you appreciate the men that are standing in the paint and doing what they're supposed to do, because it can be different. You're talking about, I can go get child support, I can go get this, but they ain't going to give you nowhere near what he's giving you right now, what he's doing. So salute to the real men out there that's doing what they're supposed to be doing without being told, without having to be asked for, without having to make it hard. If you do your part and make him feel way more comfortable and make him feel like the man that you're supposed to, guess what? You might get a little bit more. So this is, I want to see all baby daddies and baby mamas doing their thing. I want to see the posts. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking to my baby daddy in 2 years, and I called him and gave him some Father's Day head, and, you know, he woke up the next morning and took us shopping or something. You know what I'm saying? Let's show more appreciation for the men inside that's really doing what they're supposed to be doing by their kids, man. It means a whole lot. Trust me. I used to reward Mooney all the time because I appreciated the man that he was at every step of the way. But go ahead. Real Famous Chop Up. 20 minutes. Let's do it.
So, yeah. So, before I get into that, I just want to give a shout-out to our sponsor once again, CherryPopped.com. That's www.CherryPopped.com. Adult toys for everyone. Free shipping. So, definitely check her out. Yeah, so this is the World Famous Chop Up, man. So this is a part of the show where I get a chance to just chop it up, talk my shit, you know what I'm saying, different things that happen during the week, and, you know, get into it, you know what I'm saying, break it down. So let me see here, first and foremost, where should I start? Oh, so Black, so put the people on real quick. You put me onto a song, it was called Burn, you know what I'm saying? You know I'm a music guy, so, you know, I had to check it out. I was like, yo, what is this? What Black talking about? I was told, like, all right, this shit is all right. So who put you onto it? And, like, you know what I'm saying? How did that song make you feel? You know what I'm saying? Cause it's, you know what I'm saying? You was,
man,
like,
the Juneteenth anthem that I heard, and I absolutely fell in love with it when I heard it. One of my partners had sent it to me before it even hit the streets, and it's so amazing. It speaks volumes. The song is called Burn. This was produced by Drummer Boy, Zaytoven, and DJ Toomp, and this is featuring Nucci, Torre, David Banner, Chai, The Prince, Raz, Cass, and Pastor Troy. And, I mean, it's just for the moment. It talks about, you know what I'm saying, like, burn it down. You know, if they're not going to give us our respect, let's burn this country down. You feel me? We can burn this country down because this country was built on our ancestors' back. But if they're not giving us the respect, they're not respecting us as the Black people and everything that we have contributed to this country, and they feel like it doesn't bother them, burn this motherfucker down. It speaks volumes. It hits you at home. Please go and stream this song. It is simply amazing. If you do go to YouTube, look up Drummer Boy, Zaytoven, or DJ Toomp page to make sure that, you know, they can actually get residuals from you streaming from their page. But it's Burn, B-U-R-N. It's amazing. And I'm glad you liked it, Mo. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. I was like, yo, I listened to that shit. That shit was it. It was right on time with the whole, you know, Juneteenth and everything. I thought that song. And then, you know, especially with the whole Black Lives Matter movement and everything that's transpired in these last, you know, few weeks, I thought it was a good song, man. And definitely, like, David Banner, he always brings energy, especially with stuff like that. So shout out to that, man. Good, you know, good selection on that one. Oh, let's see here. What else we got in the news? So I kind of want to give a shout out to, because you got to have disruptors out here, you know what I'm saying? People that go against the grain a little bit. And some people might call him a little offbeat, you know what I'm saying? A little kooky or whatever. But I want to shout out Kyrie Irving, and I want to tell you why. Like, you know what I'm saying? Although I don't necessarily agree with him or whatever, I just like the fact that he stepped up and, you know, said how he felt, even though he knew it was going to rub some people the wrong way. Because many times on this show, I've talked about the whole Kaepernick situation and the NFL and everything. And, you know, I'm going to get into Kaepernick and how I think he might, you know, be able to get another chance. And he might actually get on the roster this time. But
I always talked about how, like, you know, LeBron is always and I don't want people to take this the wrong way, but I just said don't be a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? If you gonna talk about, oh, you know, Drew Brees and how he felt about it and stuff like that, how you know what I'm saying? I guess the point I'm just trying to make is they sing the national anthem in the NBA as well. So you telling these other people what they should or should not do is in reference to kneeling, you could do it yourself in your league. You know what I'm saying? And if you're somebody like LeBron, you do it, you shutting everything down because they gotta listen. You know what I'm saying? They can't just cut you from the team because you the whole corporation right now. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought it was dope how Kyrie was just like, even though Kyrie is hurt, you know what I'm saying, so he ain't going to be able to play. Kevin Durant is hurt right now, so he ain't going to be able to play. I guess Brooklyn, I think they are one of the 22 teams is going to be invited to the bubble. You know, the season's going to start July 30th. So, you know, in a few weeks, you know what I'm saying, we'll have some hoops. But Kyrie basically was just like, look, I don't know if we should go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if we should go because it's going to take away from the whole Black Lives Movement that we got going on right now. And I don't want to I don't think it's right now. I don't think it – you know what I'm saying? So that stirred up some controversy right now, especially because we have no sports. So, you know, if you do watch ESPN or if you're watching Fox or something like that, every sports show was talking about race because it's like the only thing to talk about right now. You know what I'm saying? All the stuff that's happening, and because it's just not no games to analyze. So, you know, there's a lot of just discussions. So, you know, my viewpoint is they're definitely going to have a season because, you know, I can't think of his name. Damn, I wish I wrote his name down. But another NBA player, you know, tweeted out basically, if LeBron's saying, you know, we going down and we playing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's basically what's going to happen because, you know, LeBron is all schemes ahead because, you know, the Lakers, this is going to be his best shot to win his championship. You know what I'm saying? Right now with the squad he got, him, Anthony Davis, they got some rest. So, you know, LeBron does not want to, you know, flounder this opportunity, so to speak, because, you know, I think I had the Clippers at the beginning of the season, but now I got the Lakers with the time off and everything. So, you know, long story short, I just think it was cool to just raise the discussion, and now we can have some NBA players talk about this instead of just always be the NFL, because that was always my thing. Like, why is this always just an NFL issue where you got all black players in the NBA as well? You know what I'm saying? So why they don't ever talk about kneel, or why ain't nobody ever kneeled? You know what I'm saying? But they want to talk about Kaepernick and the whole NFL situation. So I just thought it was dope. You know what I'm saying? The Kyrie Irving brought that
up. The rules are stricter in the NBA.
What you saying? The rules are stricter?
Yeah, the rules were stricter in the NBA. The NBA addressed it early on when it happened and, you know, gave a zero tolerance for everything. So I salute Kyrie Irving for finally stepping up and stepping out and saying what he said.
The
rules aren't stricter.
Like, one man's protest, let's be honest, one man's protest does not mean, just because you protest one way doesn't mean I have to. Let's get
exactly.
that one thing straight.
I've been saying
No, but you just made the statement about why they always focus on the NFL, why the NBA is doing the same shit, because one man's protest does not have to do with me. Like, just because you protest one way don't mean I have to follow suit.
No, but my point is, but you're talking about the protest, and you're talking about who's, like what I'm just trying to say is, like, I'm just using LeBron James as an example because that was, like, in the news, what he said about Drew Brees, and, you know, Drew Brees was in the news. So I'm just saying, if you're talking about, you know, because in my point, like what you just said, how you see it is how you see it. I might not agree with it, but that's your opinion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't just, like, you know, we can come to some type of understanding or whatever the case may be, then whatever the case may be. Me personally, I didn't really have the biggest problem with what Drew Brees said. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just from that. That's real. I don't want nobody to be fake. Tell me how you really feel. If I don't agree, I don't agree. You know what I'm saying? But to just say whatever. So, Lord, I don't want to go on a tangent. But what I'm just saying, LeBron, you could do the same thing. And so I'm saying, instead of commenting on this dude, protest. You talking about, you take the knee. If you so, you know, pro Kaepernick and what Kaepernick is doing, you do it, and it will really have some that now it's unified even more because now LeBron is stepped up. And now, unlike Kaepernick, and this is why
the rules aren't stricter in the NBA and they are stricter in the NFL because Kaepernick basically got blackballed. What I'm trying to say the difference is you can't blackball LeBron James. He makes too much money for the league. He's too. That's like a Montgomery boycott right there. You know what I'm saying? So that would definitely speak volumes. So I'm just saying, don't talk about it, be about it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
They can't.
All right, let's get one thing straight. If it's not genuine, right?
Okay.
Just because a man has an opinion on something.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean, that opinion means that you have to go out and take a knee. Because for one, people can sense if your actions is genuine. Just like when Trump came around and said he was going to protest the NFL, anybody took a knee, then all of a sudden the entire league just started kneeling, right? But it wasn't genuine. You see what I'm saying? They did it for like a week or two, probably like a month, but it wasn't genuine. So it didn't hold no weight. So let's say LeBron, like he don't like what Tom Brady, not Tom Brady, but damn, what my nigga name is?
Drew Brees.
All right, so LeBron didn't like what Drew Brees said, but at the same time, he doesn't feel the need to kneel because, let's get one thing straight, the whole kneeling was about police violence, police brutality, and all this other good shit, right?
Yeah.
But if you don't have it in your heart to kneel, if you was to kneel, it would be genuine. I wouldn't feel it.
I agree with that.
That's like, just because you know how to sing don't mean that the song that you're singing is meant for you. So like certain people can sing a song, you can feel it. You're like, damn.
Yeah.
It's a powerful ass song.
Yeah, yeah. You feel it, yeah.
So
I get it.
Man, that's just where I'm at with it. If you don't really feel it, then you don't do it.
My whole thing is black players, the NFL is predominantly black, and so is the NBA. And I'm just saying it's the only thing we talk because Kaepernick had the, you know, he was the first, not even the first. I told y'all, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf did it in the 90s in the NBA. He got blackballed as well. Nobody talks about that. But I'm just saying, a lot of these NBA players had so much to say in reference to Kaepernick and the whole league and how they stand by Kaepernick. I'm just saying, like, you guys can do the same thing in your league. That's the only point I was just trying to make. I'd rather see, you know, kneeling is only going to go so far. I get where Kaepernick. You know, was coming from, and I respect him because he, like, basically gave his career away for that. You know what I'm saying? And he wanted to be an activist, and, like, that's what you want to do, and that's what you're going to stand by. And now people are catching up to and seeing, you know, because of the thing that happened with George Floyd, like, oh, shit, like, this shit, like, everything that he was saying is true now. So now people are feeling him that never felt him before. You know what I'm saying? But I don't agree with everybody just kneeling and stuff like that. I mean, it's like a job, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I want to protest on something, but I'm getting paid by an employer, I can't go there and wear what I want to protest because I work for this employer. Now, if I own the company, then I can do what the fuck I want, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of the same thing, you know what I'm saying, unfortunately. But I'd rather just see the money and things that we've done, you know, being just refocused in our communities and people – you know, getting into politics and understanding it more and then just, you know, really trying to just make a change that's going to be sustainable. So, you know, that's my whole point in that. And then last point on Kyrie Irving, but like I said, I want me some hoops right now. Like, I wasn't missing it, but now I'm missing it. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see how this whole bubble league is going to be. You know, they're all in this bubble for 2 months and, you know, it's like a big AAU tournament. You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be dope. It's going to be real just, you know, new ways. So I can't wait to just see how they even gonna, you know, do this thing. So I definitely don't agree with Kyrie Irving, but I do like how finally an NBA player stepped up politically and just bucked the system. Like, nah, like why, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's not just have the NFL players and Kaepernick talking about stuff. The NBA, you know, we can do it too. And then the last thing I'll say about Kyrie Irving, he made another good point. But I mean, I don't know if it ever happened, but I always thought about this too. Freaking Kyrie was like, yo, let's start our own league. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they do, they all a bunch of millionaires. Of course, they ain't backed by the billionaires like the NBA is, of course. And like I said, we got this whole Africa League that's going to jump off in the next, like, couple years too. I'm eager to see how that's going to go. I think that's going to be a good thing. But
these are millionaires, man. Y'all can really pull it together and really do your own league and have it pop off. And now we own this shit. So I just thought he just brought up some good talking points at this point, even if it was just like I just like how he just threw this in there. Like, right now we ain't playing. Let me just buck the system a little bit and give y'all some shit to talk about. And now the NBA is talking about it as well as the NFL. And I was like, finally, it's about time. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to, you know, shout that out. Lastly, that's about it. And I ain't really got too much. You know what? I'm going to keep it sexy, too. I ain't going to get into no pot. Even though it's my chop-up, it's going to be – I'm going to try to –
It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to tone it down a little bit, but it's gonna be hard, especially the closer we get to election time. I'm sorry, 'cause that's the juicy news right now. You know what I'm saying? For me, that shit is juicy. But I don't want to flare nothing up. I want to keep our listeners like, you know, some just cool shit. So I'm gonna try to just, you know, hit it quickly. So Smooth, you wasn't here for this last week, so I brought this back, man. So basically, the new segment is the erotic pick of the week. I do my top five. So I ran down my top five last week. A couple notches changed this week. And this is my top five, man, just from the outside looking in. Like I said, the more and more I do more segments on this and maybe, you know, see a little bit more or research a little bit more, whatever the case may be, it may change. But I'm updating my top five. So this is the top five for me for this week. Subject to change, adult starlets in the game. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to run it down. So number five this week, I got Osa Lovely. So shout out to Osa Lovely. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, she's definitely So now I'm getting Smooth talking. So, yeah, she's definitely a starlet in the game. Like I said, she had two careers, like one when she was young with no kid, and then after, you know what I'm saying, she came back. More voluptuous now, more of a grown woman, so to speak. So definitely doing her thing. So shout out to her. She's my number five. Number four, dropped down a couple notches, but she can always come right back up. Tori Taylor, man, Tori Taylor, man, she's something special, man. Like I said, yeah, she's fly, man. So just Tori Taylor, all natural. Probably got the nicest milks in the game. Shout out to Tori Taylor. Number three, Sarai Minx. She's on a rise. She was number five last week. I got her at number three this week. Sarai Minx, man. I definitely be retweeting a lot of her stuff, man, just on a real adult talk page. Yo, if she really want to get back in the game and get focused, she can really do some damage, man. So shout out to Sarai Minx. Number two, She just kind of really got in the game because I thought she was a little like, I just didn't think she was as freaky or loved sex as much as she did until like she really got in the game. I got to just like, wow. But anyway, Bethany Benz, no relation to me, of course. She's spelling like the Mercedes, but you know, of course that's her adult.
So,
Bethany Benz.
Is Bethany Benz still making movies though?
I don't. You know what? Maybe I just got.
I don't think.
She kind of just. So when she got a lot of content, man. I just had to shout her out.
Like,
you know what I mean?
But like Bethany Benz is old school, my nigga. Like that. Matter of fact, remember when Prince Joshua broke his dick? Bethany was the one that. Oh
yeah.
That was like a decade ago, though. I don't think Bethany's still making moves.
I think she, you know what, but her.
I actually miss making movies. I don't know. I'm just going to throw that out there, but go ahead.
Yeah, but anyway,
hey,
I just
got around. That's funny because I had just got finished watching one of them old commercials from Mega Mouth. You heard me?
Yeah.
One of them old commercials from Mega Mouth.
That's right.
That old school. That's that fucking.
That's what's up. Maybe, you know, I like how Blackie evolved now. But hey, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, number two, Bethany Benz, aka Caviar too. A lot of people don't remember that when she was on For the Love of Ray J. So shout out to Bethany Benz. And number one, she's still holding it down, man. Skylar Nicole to me. I don't know if you hit to her smooth.
90
Skylar Nicole, man. She didn't do
Skylar Nicole.
Write that down. Check her out, man. Skylar Nicole. Remember
Sounds
you put
Yeah, so boom, yeah. She out of Orlando. She, you know, she's from where Black from. So shout out to her. Holding down the number one spot, you know, back to back. We'll see if she can hold it down.
I don't see nothing that's fucking with me out there, but it'll take a lot of money to bring me to even into one. It'll take a lot of money, but yeah.
All right. So, yeah, this is real adult talk, you know what I'm saying? So this is what we do every Sunday night. So come through, chop it up with us, you know what I'm saying? Tell a friend to tell a friend to love and listen. Definitely out the retweet, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all got to come up with an awesome banging-ass topic next week. So I'm going to be waiting for y'all to text my line and tell me what we're going to talk about next week.
Yeah, I'm going to come up with something.
Titty milk. God damn it.
Titty milk. Oh, shit. Titty milk. Yeah, you know you got some baby mothers talking about some titty milk. But, yeah, here we go. So shout out to all the fathers out there once again, man. Like, let's make this Black Fathers Wave just a new, just, you know what I'm
saying?
Shout out
to both my baby daddies. I love y'all.
Yeah, man. Let's, like, you know, be a father to your child, man. Be a good one.
Damn, nigga, bro.
So shout out, man.
I think that's it, man.
Definitely follow us on all social media outlets.
The what? Black
what? I said Black just cut one nigga completely off, huh?
Oh, shit.
No, you already know, man. I told you, like, you know, that man killed himself, man. Don't do that.
Oh,
what?
On that note,
man, I don't remember that.
Calm down.
Everybody
do
be safe.
All right.
Same time next week. Peace.